You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You know that viral video where a dad is holding his little daughter in front of a mirror and then asks her to repeat after him?
Say, I am strong.
I am strong.
Say, I am smart.
I am smart.
Say, I work hard.
A psychology team at Stanford studied whether affirmations like those actually work to improve academics for students of color. They had a group of African American and Latino middle schoolers perform regular affirmations, and then they followed their academic progress. They found that writing the affirmations made them more likely to pursue college tracks in school. One of the researchers who worked on that study, Parker Goyer, joined me in studio to chat about what they found.
So people can sometimes feel under threat because of stereotypes about a group to which they belong. So this could be race or gender. And in middle school, it's often heightened for African-American or Latino students. And so they're worried about how people will see them intellectually. They're worried about performing on tests in ways that might confirm those stereotypes. And so self-affirmation has been an intervention that was developed to help address this. Students are given a list of possible values that they might have. And then in the what's called the treatment condition, they choose two or three that are most important to them and write about why they're important to them. And then in the control condition, they choose ones that might be important to someone else and write about why other people might find them valuable. And so the idea is that it expands your sense of self. So instead of feeling narrowed to the stereotype, you remember other things about yourself that you value. And there's a sense that I feel good enough, I'm okay. And it really lessens your stress. You're able to perform better on tests. And so it's really about core values.
What would that mean?
That can be broad. It could be whatever interests you have, like sports or music or family or friends, anything that's separate from the current domain of academics, like anything outside of that, that where you can build a sense of identity from that's not threatened by the current context. So like if you perform badly in school, that's not going to threaten your ability to do well in music or sports or to be a good friend or family member. So it's like trying to reflect on those aspects of yourself that make you who you are independently of how you do on this test or this exam.
In school.
Yeah.
So I love violin playing.
Yeah.
I love my soccer.
Right.
Those things. So literally write them down, or what's the process?
Yeah. So it's the students are given.
What did you have them do?
Yeah. So what's cool about it is it's actually an exercise that the students feel the teachers are giving them. So they don't even know that researchers are a part of it. So they receive an envelope with their name on it, and there's a set of worksheets. And so there's a list of like 12 values, and they pick two or three that are
like
most.
What are the values?
They could be anything from like relationships to interests to anything beyond sports that you could find interesting or important to you. And so then they just write a brief paragraph about why those are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they circle a series of statements like affirming that, you know, these values are important to them, that they strive to uphold these values. And so it takes about 15 minutes any given time, but it's administered anywhere from 4 to 8 times over 2 years, often before exams or early in the school year. Because the thought is that it's most effective when it's timed to early in a transition. So it can start off a positive cycle.
Hmm. So someone from middle school going into high school, or someone who's finished elementary school going into middle school?
Yeah. So any transition can be stressful and anxiety provoking, but especially for, we think, between elementary and middle school. You know, students are going through a lot of changes, both, you know, they start caring more about what their friends think. It's a lot different environment than elementary school. So instead of just one teacher, they have many teachers. They're now changing classes. The grades, it's harder to master the material. So there's just a lot of things they're having to navigate, but the environment's not really set up to help them, really. And so this exercise is one, you know, intervention. It's not the only one, but it's one that has proven helpful to increase initially belonging in GPA in middle school. And then what we found is that once you do that, you can then lead to other outcomes. So teachers, for example, may start noticing the students more. They may give them more attention, might direct them to more advanced classes, recommend them for programs like AVID, Advancement via Individual Determination, which is a college prep program. And then the idea is that it's not that the intervention is all powerful, but it connects you to a set of powerful channels that already exist in school environments that can lead you from middle school to college.
Why is this outcome? The outcome, what happens in the brain, what happens psychologically when when a child does these affirmations?
Yeah. So I think when you're feeling under threat, it's hard to think about anything else. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You worry about performing badly on the test. You worry about confirming these stereotypes about your group. And then
do you start believing these stereotypes about yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even just the fact that it exists, it may not apply to you specifically, but you know it's kind of in the air. Mm-hmm. I think that's enough to feel under threat. And so it can, when you're in the moment taking this test, it becomes harder to perform as well as someone who's not under threat. And so even though it's just one test, like that can kind of inform your sense of your abilities in school, like your sense of confidence and motivation, efficacy. And it can lead to these larger outcomes down the road because you just start making these inferences about your potential and what you can achieve. And you're often not aware of how you're being influenced by these environmental forces.
You know, even adults kind of fall into these traps, let alone somebody who's going into middle school.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I mean, we see this also with college students. You know, like when you first go to college, no matter how well you've done in high school, you often doubt, like, can I belong here? Like, can I do the work academically, especially in these large introductory courses? And so even then, you often, like, especially like women in STEM fields, like they benefit from affirmation. And, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think it would matter, but it's just because it's well-timed. It's the beginning of the trajectory. It's like a time of peril, but also opportunity, because when you're in a transition, you're open to new ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, you're open to new mindsets, new ways of viewing the world.
Mm-hmm. So I have an elementary schooler who's done with elementary school. She's going to start middle school. She's worried. She is worried about middle school.
Yeah.
How can I benefit from your study, from the affirmations? Is it something that you want to introduce to schools or to parent groups? I don't know. Is it something we can administer at home?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like we as a research team, we feel like it doesn't always have to be a formal like research experiment. We definitely would hope that this is something that parents or teachers can do just naturally in their everyday interactions. And it's not that it has to be an explicit affirmation, but I think sometimes the reasons why these interventions work, it shows the lack of it in these environments sometimes for certain students. It's like they're not getting enough affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not doing the exact exercise, but it's like thinking of ways to just apply that more generally. So I think it's just, you know, for self-affirmation, one, it's just trying to remember that to like, I guess a phrase would be just like not to put all your eggs in one basket, like not to have your whole identity be tied up in school alone. Like try to remember other aspects of yourself that make you who you are, you know, to try to be well-rounded, to have a broad range of, you know, groups and relationships and activities that make you who you are. So then even if you don't do well in one, you still have all the other ones. Mm. And your self-worth isn't dependent on your performance in school or any other activity.